The Indians going for a three-game series sweep at the Angels Thursday. Parker Bridwell trying to spoil it for the Angels. Danny Salazar on for the Indians. But in the bottom of the first, the Angels, with Albert Pujols at the plate, would grab their first lead of the series.
Swung on, trailed up the alley in left center. It'll get down, go to the wall, and Trout will fly home. And Pujols will lumber into second. Angels have a 1-0 lead. It's swung on, hit high, down the line, gone. And just like that, Indians 1, Angels 1.
Lindor tees off. Trout is back. He's looking up and is gone. A towering three-run homer for Francisco Lindor. And the Indians take a 4-1 lead.
Swing and a miss. He went upstairs with the hard stuff. Swing and a miss. Back foot slider got him. The pitch swung on, bounced toward third. With a glove throw, jump throw, got him! A spectacular play that took Giovanni Urshela almost to the photo bay area in foul ground when he made the backhand and jump throw and got it there on the fly to end the inning. And ball game.
It's another impressive series for the Indians as they make it 5 in a row and 27 out of their last 28 following a 4-1 victory Thursday at the Angels. And after the game, here's Indians manager Terry Francona.
In some ways, it's actually good. I mean, because we've gotten to September and making sure nobody ever goes a real long time. And I mean, I know there's some guys out there that haven't, but that's the way it is in September. But the like Otero and Mac, Goody, you know, all of them pitching in a game that, you know, we're ahead. I think it goes a long way to helping our ball club, not just winning today, but being a good ball club.
Goody hit a. Maybe a second win.
Yeah, it seems like. It seemed like he's kind of found a comfort zone with his breaking ball again. For a while there, it kind of left him a little bit. And, you know, then you're kind of, you know, he's always got to locate his fastball better. I think all his confidence comes off of throwing that breaking ball whenever he wants to.
I know you talked about Miller going multiple innings, but that inning got long for him.
I'm not that was actually that, really good in a way. I mean, he had a couple walks. Got the ball that we don't turn into an out, so then he's got his hands full. But then he reached back and started competing. Nobody scored, and it was probably really good for him.
So how important are those kind of little tests for him?
That's exactly, yeah. I mean, that was a pretty long inning, and he went through it just fine, and he felt good after. So, you know, he won't pitch tomorrow, and he'll pitch again this weekend, but not tomorrow.
What can you tell us about Cody? Second straight day, you didn't go to him?
Yeah, it was planned. I wasn't going to say anything before the game because I didn't think that was, you know, I don't think everybody needs to know that. He'll be available tomorrow.
He's helped. I mean, everything's okay with him.
Yeah, we just, at times, we're going to give guys that we're going to try to set ourselves up to be as healthy and as productive as we can.
What do you think of Salazar?
You know, his velocity was good. First inning was long, you know, and when you're looking at maybe trying to keep a guy around 50, when you throw 30 in the first inning, it makes it tough. But he only gave up the one. You know, I think every time he pitches, he's going to be better, and that's the hope.
It's never surprising with Gio, but just to range that far.
That was unbelievable play. That was unbelievable play. My goodness. That just, and we've seen him do it. You know, it's not like it's first time. That was unbelievable.
You were talking about resting either Ramirez or Frankie before the game, and you said you made the right choice.
Hard to make a wrong one, I would say.
The Indians' bullpen was excellent. Five relievers combined for 6 1/3 innings of scoreless baseball, giving up three hits, including the combination of Danny Otero, Nick Goody, and Tyler Olson, who came up with the save, and they talk about the collective effort.
It's not the ideal situation, but we as a unit down there take pride anytime we go out there. And, you know, today was a situation where we knew we were going to have to carry some innings because that Danny was on a pitch count. And, you know, you can't talk enough about the job everybody did. You know, Z-Mac had, I think, four outs on six pitches at one point. You know, Goody came in and continued the strong season he's having. And, you know, Olson got his first career save, so that's really awesome. And then Miller had actually the only struggle of the day. So I think we're okay if he has the only struggle.
All right, I'm supposed to do the save, first save of the day. You're taking my job, Dan. Take your job and slow down.
You're not very good at it.
All All right, you got to go. Next, Nick. Nick, just this season in a whole, what it's meant to you and what it means that Tito can put you out there in the eighth inning and going against that part of the lineup. He did it a couple weeks ago. What does that mean for you?
I mean, it just shows how good we are as a team as a whole. I mean, especially as in the bullpen, you know, you can literally plug anybody in any situation and, you know, have confidence in anybody. As far as being here in this season as a whole, this has been an unbelievable ride. And, you know, obviously we want to keep going, trending in the right direction.
What have you learned about yourself in this season as a bullpen guy? We ask you all the time about Kluber and different guys, but what does it mean to be a part of this bullpen?
Oh, I mean, coming in, you know, everybody was saying it was the best bullpen in baseball, and, you know, starting in AAA, me and Olson, you know, both, and then just being able to come up and contribute and, you know, learning from, you know, Cody Allen and Miller and Shaw and, you know, all the older guys and you know, picking their brains and seeing how they go about their business. And really, I think it reflects, and not only the season me and him are having, but everybody as a whole, because, you know, it takes leaders down there to produce good players.
Well, great job. Enjoy it. I got to talk to the guy who got his first career save. Tyler, what are you going to do with the ball? I ask everybody what they do with their first hit, and I've talked to you so much. What are you going to do with that first ball for your first save?
That's definitely going to go in a plaque back at home. Pretty special.
For you, you heard what I talked to Nick. You guys were down in Columbus most of the year, probably watching or reading about this team. You guys have become a part of this bullpen, the best bullpen in baseball. What does that mean for you?
You know, it means a lot, but, you know, to go back to what OT said, I mean, it goes to say, you know, the depth that we have in that bullpen. You know, we take a lot of pride in what we do and, you know, picking each other up, extending if we have to extend, going for just a batter, and, you know, it just goes to show, you know, the type of guys that we have down there.
What has Mickey Callaway done to give you guys so much confidence and so much belief, and Tito and this whole staff, that they can put you guys in any situation at any time?
I think the main thing is just freedom, you know, giving us the ability to go out there and just, you know, do what we do and throw the pitches that we want and, you know, get on the same page with our catcher and just go to war.
How fun is it right now? You're playing on a team that's rolling like, I know we don't talk about streaks and things like that, but you guys are playing on a team that's rolling like no one else ever before.
You know, it's special. You know, it goes to show, you know, how good this team can really be, you know, coming down to the end and finishing strong and, you know, hopefully taking that into the postseason.
The Indians will stay on the West Coast, starting a series in Seattle Friday. The Angels go to Houston.